Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connection's Monday edition. Today's date is the 26th day of June, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you with me here today. I'm coming to you from my little farmhouse over here in France, my little stone building. And we're reporting on the facts, ladies and gentlemen, the stuff we can dig up, the research we can do. IamTheWitness.com is the website. And you all can send me any kind of information you want, including your crazy death threats, which, by the way, if you do send me death threats, they get sent over to the police department in my local area. They've got so many now that they don't know what to do with them all. But be that as it may, we're over here just, the weekend. Very interesting weekend. Of course, many of you, most of you that are familiar with IamTheWitness.com have seen our expose on Alex Jones, and it's one of the things I'd like to talk with you all about today. It's pretty clear, ladies and gentlemen, that he will not touch the Zionist issue to his supporters. Now, the bottom line is do you believe that world Zionism is behind the conspiracy? And we've been over this 1,000 times. Who do you go to prove our case? Who do we use? And we use Friedman and Fagan and everything. But then we go further than that. We do the logical argument stand with this. We explain to you that 60-70% of the administration is Jewish, that they've kosherized the White House, that AIPAC has bought and paid for our congressmen and Senate, that there are business ties behind all of the largest and most powerful senators in the country. They are all to a man, in league with or in deference to AIPAC, the Jewish American Congress, and the B'nai B'rith group. Now that by itself should be enough for all of you. But then you have to take a look at our media, completely controlled, and that tells you another. Gives you another facet of the conspiracy. And then when you get involved in our educational structure, the history books, the fact that we can't discuss history, even when we come up with perfect facts regarding historical events, you are either deemed or painted with this broad brush of anti-Semite, or you are destroyed, or even over here in the old countries, you're actually arrested because they've made discussing historical events a crime in many European countries and in North America as well, ladies and gentlemen, in Canada. You find out that the governments have been bought and paid for, that if you take a look at who is financing this mess, even going as far as who formed the State of Israel and how it was formulated, you can get these facts from 100 different angles, and regardless of what they keep telling you as that we're not telling the truth, we have nailed the facts, nailed them. They are 100% provable, 100% provable. This guy, Greg Palast, recently wrote an article, says the invasion of Iraq was a Jewish conspiracy, and he tries to say it was about oil. It certainly was not about oil, ladies and gentlemen. Oil was one of the side benefits of doing this, but it's about a greater Israel. It's about control of that region. It is about the headwaters of the Tigris-Euphrates River. It is about killing off, slaughtering wholesale, the Arab populations of Iraq, poisoning them out of existence. It is about destroying the enemies of Israel. It is about working with the Israeli fomenters, these people who have formulated this Zionist vision for the Middle East. If you wonder whether these people are willing to kill for their goals, take a look at Balfour. The Lord Balfour was involved in a document that was forwarded to the British government back in the beginning of the last century, and we have perfect information on that. We have first-person accounts of that being a conspiracy for Zionism. We also know that it was the reason why World War II even got revved up. We know that behind World War II was Zionist money, Warburg money, who happened, by the way, Warburg, to live in Germany throughout most of the Second World War, a Jewish banking conglomerate. We know that there were 100 Jewish SS officers, 100 of them. We also know that there are many questions around how all of this, all the people came to be murdered in the Soviet Union, but we proved without a doubt through historical reference that Zionism took over Russia in the beginning of the last century. That whole so-called communist revolution was a Zionist coup d'etat. As well as was the idea of communism was formulated by Zionists. Go to your work. Go to the book work we've done on the Lubavitchers, and you will know their spiritual leanings of this group. It's not some Luciferian nonsense that Alex Jones spews out, or the boogeyman from the German death cult stuff that he always rants about, and it's nonsense, his stuff. He's got everybody going, oh my God, they're coming, these Illuminati, what is that? And all, it's a light bulb that's going to get me or something. I don't know what this guy thinks, but it's not. These are people. These are individuals. These are the criminals that we have identified. In the media, we've identified them. In politics, we've identified them. We know that Abramoff, working as a super lobbyist, was running around the country, stealing money from Indian gambling operations, but also murdering his partner into a gambling boats thing, and then he brought in Attar and gave him free trips on his gambling boat. This is supposedly a devout Muslim extremist fighting for the cause. Well, that was nonsense, just like Tim Osman, the man they call Tim Osman, Osama bin Laden, one of the Ashkenazi's henchmen in this big battle. And of course, Palast's argument saying that it's to go after this money in Saudi Arabia. We know that's nonsense, ladies and gentlemen, because the Saudi Arabian kings were installed by Zionism at the beginning of the last century. We know that. We know that under the Zionist control, the partitioning of the Middle East was done. You know, this stuff is not hard to figure out when you've done the homework. Not hard. What is harder for some people is to turn away from the diatribes of big mouth carnival barkers. Because by and large, ladies and gentlemen, your fellow Americans and fellow world citizens are not very on top of the facts, sadly. And they are constantly barraged by, oh, don't say that, that's anti-Semitic, or don't do that, that's not the flow, or the press said, or the Daily Mail told me, or Le Monde said, or don't you understand that all these organs and pieces of information that come out into the mainstream, ladies and gentlemen, are written and orchestrated by this same group? They're not a large group, they're just in control. They're not a large group. And the bottom line is that they've got mainstream coverage of their latest foray into this new lie spewing that they're doing out in in Los Angeles. They've got all the mainstream organs of the press covering it. How does that happen when the press is controlled by Zionist interests? It's them exposing little bits of the truth, but 90% of it, of course, is facts laced with nonsense. And of course, they move you away from Zionism. They move you away from the Jewish participation in these crimes. Now, we must say again and again and again that all Jews are not involved in this. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, most Jews don't want to move to the Holy Land. They don't want to go there. Well, why would that be? Well, maybe they don't believe in this Zionist vision. They didn't back in the Second World War. Many Jews were very well integrated into Europe. They didn't want to be leaving Europe for Palestine and go steal someone else's country. Well, today, many Jews are not interested in doing that either. These people claim to speak for all these, the Jewish community, and they don't speak for all of them. But we do know that they are powerfully well-backed by big trillion-dollar budget money groups such as Rothschild and Warburg and Goldman and Loeb and Kahn and Brofman and, you can go on to Murray Rothstein, which is Sumner Redstone, or, Mort Zuckerman, another billionaire, or Brooks, another billionaire, or Miller, another Jewish billionaire, or, Frank Lowy, another billionaire, or Loeb, or Kahn, or, geez, where does it all end? Well, it's all going to end when we stop them. That's when it's going to end. It's going to end when we stop them. And we will. We will stop them. It is inevitable that they will go down. Because when you take a look at what Alex Jones is saying and how he's denying the liberty and the truth and facts around it and what Commander Innes said about it and what other sailors have said and then what Alex Jones lies about or about the Levant affair or about any of the events of the Israeli formation or about world Jewry being Jewish leadership being involved in this conspiracy or the control of the American government. This man will not point us to the facts, just will not. He is incapable? No, he's capable. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, it is his job to steer you away from the truth. And if you don't see that, damn you, really, damn you. Because you are part of the problem. And as we wrote recently, if you know these facts and you see these truths and you look at these evidences and you still support that man, you're part of the problem. And you are my enemy. Make no mistake about it. And you will go down with them. Alex Jones is the Benedict Arnold of our modern day. He's going to make Benedict Arnold, it's going to be called an Alex Jones in the future. Not a Benedict Arnold, you're going to be called an Alex Jones. Because he is the biggest liar in world history. Why? Because at the very moment of our fight against these people, when people began to wake up, it was his lies that steered you away from the truth. It has been his lies. And this guy Tarpley and this guy Szymanski, Jesus, this guy is such a sack of manure. Look at what he writes about, guys. He is a liar. He's the most awful liar ever. But he doesn't get the traction Jones does. That's why we have to fight Jones specifically. Because Jones is carrying the mainstream media, the Jewish-controlled press, with him. This guy Aaron Russo. Oh, man. Oh, you guys, you don't see it. I mean, the listeners that are regular here, we know it. We know it. Yeah, we know it. It's not even an issue for us anymore. We got this stuff sussed out. We do. But you new folks listening here, what's wrong with your brain? Look at the facts, man. Look what we got out there. The website is real hard to negotiate. I got to admit that. And Eric and I, we're not... We're not professional website arrangers here. here. We came into this almost, it was an accident putting this site together, and it shows. I mean, it's not very polished up. But hey, that's what we got. And now it's turned into this behemoth of information. There is not a single piece of information on that site that's not worth looking at. That's the problem. See, you've got to hear all of it. You've got to go to all the audio files, because everything that we've placed on that site is valuable. Everything. You know, when you go there, you might feel overwhelmed by all the stuff and nothing's really well defined and described and all that. Well, too bad. I mean, you're going to just have to spend the time. It's the information's there. It goes way back. Way, way, way back. You know, the facts about this cult of sickness that is engulfing and enveloping our planet has taken centuries to put together. And now, you know, they are in the final stages. And it's coming together for them, but at the same time, it's rising. Their control is coming together. So are we fighting back. Our numbers are going through the roof, ladies and gentlemen. Our numbers have never, ever, ever been better. Ever. We are breaking records. And we will be breaking records this month over last, and last month over the one before. Because the truth is a mighty sword. And, you know, I put these little files together, these rants, these audio files together, because I want you to be encouraged by our efforts. But what you really need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is take that Alex Jones article and put it everywhere. Put it on chat rooms. Put it on the Google chat places. Alt, delete things. Put it on everywhere. Put it on Opposing Digits. Go talk about this on all of the chat rooms. Go to forums. Go to Craigslist. Go to Indie Media. Go everywhere and put this everywhere. Because we need his supporters. They got to wake up. That man has to be discredited like Rupert was discredited. Another Zionist plant. And a paid Jewish shill. And as we point out in the work that we did, it's not out of the question that Alex Jones is even a crypto-Zionist Jew. Why do we say that? Well, Harold Jones is the founder of B'nai B'rith. Hello? You all know what B'nai B'rith International is. That's ADL, JDL, and all of it. That's what that is. His wife is Jewish. Now, does that mean she's a Zionist? No, it doesn't. But boy, when you take a look at what he's doing and the stuff he's lying about, the fact that he's pushing people away from the truth, makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. Criminal Zionist. We've got to fight him, guys. And we fight them with effort. We fight them with posting this stuff. We fight them with our facts. Somebody pointed out something very rational to me today. Why did I put the gas chambers killed all of the people in World War II's ovens? Well, fact is, I don't know that to be true or not to be true. I don't know. Don't know. And because I have not investigated those facts. So what ended up in the timeline for the Rothschild paper was the facts that the history books actually placed in front of us, because I haven't debunked all that stuff yet. I haven't looked into it. You know, I haven't been painted with the brush of Holocaust denier because I haven't looked into the subject. Will I? Maybe I will. Maybe I'll really start dropping some bombs, and I'll look into that, too. I don't know the facts around that event, because intentionally I have stayed away from it because of where I live. I can do a lot more outside of jail and in. And ladies and gentlemen, so as we look into these facts, and as we look into the people behind it, and as we look into the people who are obfuscating and covering up our efforts, it's going to be your job to bring this information to the public, as you've been doing. If you're new to helping, put it all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. Make it into CDs. Pass them out. Give them to friends and family. Go to the website and download some of the the researched information. Give out Benjamin Friedman. Boy, oh boy, Benjamin Friedman is so important because he lets you, brings people to the fact that this has been ongoing. This is not the musings of a madman over here. We know we've got the history of it. We've got the facts of it. We've got first-person accounts of it. This is a great way to make people sit up and listen. And once they're sitting up, you start hitting them with the other factual information. It's all available for you right there. You know, and then you can start putting 1 + 1 = 2, not 11, as the Jones people will tell you. And this guy, Pallas, oh man, I read this article by this guy. What a sack of lies this man put out, Greg Pallas. We have to start debunking the rest of these morons from the left-right paradigm over here. This left-right stuff's nonsense, guys. All behind all of it is them. You don't know that the money bags behind all this stuff are the same people. When you look behind this conspiracy, it is so huge and so incredible, but when we prove it, your eyeballs pop out of your head. You go, man, I can't believe the world was run like this. Well, it is. Make the connections. Take a look at the facts. Hear the testimony. Hear the testimony, ladies and gentlemen. We've got it for you. We are a growing force in this world, and we will remove these criminals from our midst. Make no mistake about it. The job is only beginning. It's not we're halfway along the road to this battle. We're just starting. The first step to the war has begun, ladies and gentlemen. We are at war with Zionism. At war. Prepare yourself for this fight or you will become a victim of it. Trust me on that. Trust me. They're not going to take prisoners in this next one. They really are not. The mess that they're going to unfold into this planet is just going to be awful. And all of you out there who've been looking for the truth can smell it. If you're new to this, you can smell the mess coming. You can see it. You can see the dark clouds on the horizon of our world. And the fact is, it's all man-made nonsense. It's none of this supernatural stuff. All that stuff is a bunch of hooey. Hooey. None of it. It's all lies, that crap. These people are human beings with names and addresses and bank account numbers and summer homes and big yachts and lots of criminal intent, ladies and gentlemen. Are they evil? Oh, boy, are they evil. You know, but they've been raised in this planet to think of us as less than human. That's how they are indoctrinated. And this is how they are able to look at us and make decisions to kill 100 million of us like they did the last century. They see us as less than humans. How hard is that for you to wrap your brain around? The American public saw black America as less than human just 100 years ago. Well, these Zionist Jews have adopted this same mindset for all of humanity except themselves. Understand this. That is why they can make decisions that start wars and drop depleted uranium and poison and kill and maim and unleash viruses and disease and sickness on us all. This is how they do it. We're less than human. It'd be like getting rid of a cow. In fact, that's one of the things they call us. Yep. Listen, you can do this with me. We can defeat them. We can defeat them with effort. It's gonna take a lot of effort. You know, as far as sending me a buck or two, send me a buck PayPal, guys. $1. Jeez. We got expenses here, and you know what? They're not big like some of these people try to explain to you. Oh, we need 30,000. We need 20,000. Baloney. We need a grand, that's it, a month to pay everything and make sure that everything is running smoothly. It's like some of these people wanting, oh, we need money because, you know, we've got a legal defense fund. Well, we don't have a legal defense fund yet. When they throw me in the hooscow, maybe we'll need one, but we don't have any of that stuff. We got phone bills, we've got internet bill, a little bit small stuff, and we've got mailing fees that we have. We mail stuff around to get information out, but minor stuff, guys. You know, over the months, I have been able to pay back much, in, if not all, I haven't done the final math on it, of the equipment I bought for this radio program, the codecs and all this other stuff, the mixing board and the speaker and the headsets and the cables and the ISDN line and the coder and all this other stuff. There was a lot of stuff that I paid for out of my family money. That's been returned. Now it's just the taking care of those monthly things, and we need your help on this. Small stuff. You know, and I would rather not have a big, big, huge sums of money coming in with anybody's name on it. You want to send me a large sum of money, take your name off of it, because I don't want to be beholden to anybody. You know, I don't want to end up like, you know, the rest of these crooks over here, like Schwartz and everything, taking $100,000s from people such as Deborah Simon. You know, we already proved that. Go back into the stuff and take a look at what we've proven on that stuff, too. We're not like them. We're not like them at all. This is a small operation. I'm happy with my life. I don't need a lot of money over here. We get by with small sums. It's about the war, guys. It's about the fight. It's about information. It's about truth. It's about effort. It's about you and me and your family and mine. It's about all of us surviving this next mess these people have for us and then defeating these people, taking them out of our circle, out of our lives, out of our existence, so that we can build a better world. Because isn't that what we want for our families, a better world? Well, it's our chance to have it. It's right now. Get rid of this endless war stuff that they've got for us. Get rid of the 4 million people we've got behind bars in our country on ridiculous personal choice issues. Oh, boy, the things that we've done to people, the drug peddling that these people have done, the white slavery, the child pornography, the stuff that goes on this planet by these Zionists is just absolutely sickening. Absolutely sickening. But when you figure out they killed 100 million in the last 100 years, you don't wonder why they're willing to do all of this stuff. So please, pull out the stops. Let's take this man Jones down and start explaining to his supporters the truth, the facts. Let them become well-informed like you are. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow. We have an interview tomorrow, and it's going to be a top-notch interview. I'm hoping to put some powerful information out there for all of us. We've got another one on Friday, and there may be one in the middle of the week as well. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying be well. Bye-bye now.